KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Great show planned for you today. If you got kids, you know, look, most of the summer we had the VBS and summer camp list set up on our website for various churches all over the state. And we hope you took use of that resource at klyt.fm in the Action Center. And, you know, as we head into the waning part of the summer, we've got more activity for the kids. We're going to let you know about that in just a few minutes when I introduce you to our first guest today. But before we get to that, a couple of quick announcements, some house cleaning. Back on July 22nd, now that was a Wednesday. You know, many of us experienced that heavy storm in Albuquerque on the 24th. Back on the 27th, out at Azuni Pueblo, they experienced a downpour and flooding, and our friends at the Salvation Army are out there helping out. The website to find out more about that is salvationarmysouthwest.org. They're providing disaster relief support following that severe flooding in Azuni Pueblo, serving more than 100 first responders daily through that website, including police, firefighters, EMS personnel, tribal workers. They provide meals, emotional support, and spiritual care for emergency personnel. The flooding impacted the roads, tribal buildings, and homes throughout the Pueblo. So it's a serious thing. These are our neighbors, and what a great opportunity to show the love of Christ through the Salvation Army. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know the Salvation Army does so much more than the Red Kettle at Christmas and the thrift stores. They have a weekly church service. They reach out to at-risk men and women dealing with addiction. They have a program for them to go through. They just do so much. And if you want to come alongside them, listen, at least prayerfully, right? Go to the website and find out more about the relief efforts. SalvationArmySouthwest.org. So prayerfully, maybe drop a note of encouragement for the work that they're doing and how much we appreciate it, and come alongside them financially if you're being led to do that. You have opportunity at SalvationArmySouthwest.org. All right, want to welcome into studio. Mia is here from Calvary Church's Calvary Sports League. And Mia Montoyo, being a coordinator with the sports ministry, you have been busy getting ready for, I guess you'd say, the fall season. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
We've mentioned it a little bit here, but I want to reiterate some of the things that are available. But most importantly, we'll say this several times in our time today, that tonight, 6 o'clock at Calvary Church Albuquerque, is the parent meeting. If you're interested in the kids being a part of this.
Yes.
And I've got a list of stuff in front of me, Mia. But let folks know what they're in for tonight at 6 o'clock at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna.
Yeah. So today we are going to go over just a little bit about the fall season that we are going to have starting August 1st. So the interest/parent meeting is tonight at 6. But the initial league start is August 1st. So we're going to have three sports, technically three. It is basketball, K through 8th grade, and flag football, 3rd through 8th grade. So if anybody's interested in that, that would be really cool if you guys came. I say interest meeting as well because it is a last-minute thing. And if you guys are just questioning it or just have more questions about it, then tonight's meeting will definitely answer all those questions for you.
Okay, and did I hear that right? Flag football is 3rd grade through 8th grade?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's a question. I had a question.
Yeah.
What kind of questions, because I want to equip the parents that might be listening.
Yeah.
What's like the frequently asked, what do you know is going to come tonight when it comes to questions about the league and what's going to be happening?
Yeah. So it's like how long? So it's 11 weeks and it is $45 to enter.
Peanuts. I could shake that out of my couch.
Exactly.
Probably find some peanuts, too.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And that comes with a jersey as well. So
nice.
It's worth it.
Oh, so they're going to be wearing those out,
yes.
Not only in the season, but, you know, when you're growing up, you're like, represent.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it has Calvary Sports League on the front and Calvary Sports League on the back.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I like that.
Well, the
design.
Cool thing about that, too, some of those kids will be wearing those to school.
Absolutely.
And say, hey, what's this CSL?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I'm guessing it says CSL on it.
Yeah. It has like our little emblem on the right or left. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then
on the front.
Calvary Sports League on the back. Just
nice.
In big letters. Yeah.
All right. And now, for parents that are like, hey, I've never heard about this before. Is this new? Let's talk a little bit about what well, but not totally new as far. It's kind of revamped.
Yes.
Calvary Sports League. I know I had a grandchild doing flag football last year.
Yes, last summer.
Really the same ministry.
Yes.
And actually what they did, I heard, was a lot of scrimmage.
Yes.
But it was, you know, they learned sound techniques.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, the guys that were teaching them football.
Yeah.
They were legit.
Yeah, and the same coaches are coming back with an addition of an ex-high school player from New Mexico.
I want to say one or two of the coaches that were coaching last year, the flag football for my grandson. Yeah. Now he's 12 this year. I'm talking like Division I football experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Which is super important, not only for techniques when it comes to the game,
yes,
but safety when it comes to warming up,
exactly,
and working out,
absolutely,
knowing when they need to get in the shade, get some water,
yes,
all these things are you know, these are, listen, these are the things I hear the parents out there asking. I don't know,
yeah, absolutely, especially at such a young age,
yeah,
because we have the high schoolers that go to all the local high schools and they lift weights in the summer and they do all these things in the summer. But at this age, it's pivotal that they understand the technique and the basics of the sports that they might be interested in. That's one of the beauties of our sports league, is that if parents or kids don't know if they're interested in that specific sport yet,
yeah,
they have the opportunity to try it out at such a great rate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A great rate, a safe place to be.
Exactly. All of our sports are on campus.
And, you know, let me say this, too. If you're engaging in sports, injuries come with that, too.
Absolutely.
It's bound to happen.
Yes.
I'm almost 60. You know, I didn't wear a helmet. I rode in the back seat with no seatbelt. Now, thank the Lord I survived all that. And I thank God for the safety stuff we have now. But, you know, they're going to get some scrapes, build some character.
Absolutely. We're not a participation trophy type of deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, well, you know, the Bible says to run the race.
Absolutely.
And run the race for the prize.
Absolutely.
Run for the reward.
Yeah.
I think Paul, left a good example for us. As he was inspired to write to us.
Yeah.
Let's get into that a little bit, Mia. In addition to being a place where you know your kids are going to be well taught, and these are basics that they're going to be able to take on, you know. Now, if they're in homeschool, maybe in the homeschool leagues or mm-hmm. public school or private school leagues, things that they learn here. But let's bring in the spiritual aspect.
Absolutely.
What's the hope of Calvary Sports League?
Yeah. So I myself was a former Division I athlete, and I found it very, it was a challenge for me to incorporate my spiritual life into the college life, especially as an athlete.
Yeah.
Because it's very transactional. You get in what you put out, essentially. So when I came back, I was just asking God what my next plan was after college, and I knew that it would be in sports somewhere, but I had a calling around 2 years ago that was like, you're gonna work in ministry somewhere. And I was like, what? And you know how God is, he just tells you and you're like, okay, I have no idea what that means. And then I had the old director call me last summer and said, hey, we're gonna make this a bigger thing, you should apply for the job. So I was like, oh wow, this might be it. It's understanding that sports isn't everything. It is a big part of your life for a lot of your life. If you're a young adult, a child. But in reality, it's very short lived, and it's more important to see your success at the end of your life than when you're playing soccer for 10 years.
Well, and you know, the regular listeners are like, oh, here goes Steve again, but practice makes permanent.
Absolutely. Not perfect.
Right.
Absolutely.
If you practice perfect, then you probably perform closer to perfect.
Yes.
But whatever you're practicing is how you're going to perform.
Absolutely.
And
that's the mental as well.
Yeah. And the kids are coming. They're going to be learning the sports. It's something that, as I already mentioned, they can carry on into, intramural sports.
Yes.
And on to division whatever. Post high school.
Yes.
So on and so forth. But, I want to key into something else you said.
Yeah.
And you are formally in a ministry.
Yes. Yes.
These kids, though, when you share the love of Christ with them in the midst of the sporting mm-hmm. things that you're doing, you're equipping them. We've had several conversations with people. As Christians, listen, where you are plumbing or mm-hmm. Being a doctor or an officer or whatever, that's your ministry.
Absolutely.
You're going to be well equipped as the kiddos come in for not only learning about the sports, but learning about the things of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Let me reiterate for those who may have joined us a little bit late. Mia Montoya or Montaño is with us, a coordinator with Calvary Sports League, Calvary Sports Ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque. I hope I already said this. If I didn't, here we go. You heard Calvary there a couple times. This
yes.
is for the community
yes.
in the Albuquerque area. If you can get to Calvary to be a part of this, you and your family are invited and welcomed, and we hope you're blessed by it.
Yeah.
Go to the website at calvarynm.church/events. The parent meeting is tonight,
yes,
6 p.m., and the league is going to run August 1st through August 10th. Now, you and I were talking earlier, Mia, so I happen to know signups will go as late as August 7th?
The 8th.
The 8th.
I just checked.
Okay.
And it is next Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
August 8th will be the cutoff. If you miss this meeting tonight, and try not to.
Yeah, do your best.
Do reach out to the ministry at calvarynm.church/events, or just call the front desk at the church. That's 505-344-0880.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you heard Mia on the radio, and you want to talk to someone about your child being part of the Calvary Sports League
yes.
at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Now, part of what's happening, you mentioned, or the online information mentions the Adult Run Club. So
yes.
Talk a little bit about how that's going to work with the kids being involved and getting the family involved.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of parents ask us about getting an adult, something adult into sports in Calvary. And this is our first official season of having three seasons. So we've had two seasons prior to this. But this is our final season of this year, so the fall season. We will be doing a run club starting the same day, only on Saturdays. And it's for kids and adults. So if there's any moms out there with babies that you would just want to get up and move around, we're going to have a 3-mile campus run. Technically run, you could do whatever you want, but it's going to be a 3-mile course. And we're all going to start at the same time. The kids will have an earlier run time, just because we want those kids to be safe and just to be around the correct people. And then there will be an adult run club as well afterwards.
All right.
All ages.
But you can find out about all of that on the website.
Yes, you can.
All right. Mia, so much appreciate your time, and I don't want to cut you off. Have we left anything out that you want to make sure to tell the parents?
Tonight is an interest meeting.
Yeah.
As well as a parent meeting.
Okay.
So if you're not signed up, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just come and get more information. There will be packets and all that good stuff. And also, I will be in SoPo this weekend with more information as well for
okay.
the Saturday and Sunday services.
Let me speak non-Calvary language to okay. the rest of those listening. SoPo
yeah.
is the Calvary, or is the cafe at Calvary Church Albuquerque.
Yes.
And you'll be there Thursday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday service, and then the two on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look for Mia in SoPo, the cafe at Calvary Church Albuquerque.
Yes.
This Saturday as well. Mia, thanks for coming in. We kind of short notice did this yesterday.
Yeah. Thank you.
But here you are.
First time.
And you did great. You did great. It's just hanging out and talking, right?
It is.
All right.
Headphones.
All right. Well, hey, don't go away. Coming up in the second half of the show, we're going to bring you a conversation we had with the people that will be heading up the Revelation. The Prophecy Conference that's coming to Albuquerque Little Theater on Saturday, brought to you by our friends from Redemption Hill Church on the west side. So stick around. We'll get to that in the second half of the show. Coming up after the break, more information you do not want to miss on ABQ Connect.